Well, it is with great joy that we come to this Holy Mass. This is the last of seven Mass opportunities for Christmas here in Shelbyville. And so what a marathon, but it's been beautiful. Each Mass has been special in its own way. We started last night with Mass outside in the freezing cold. It snowed the whole time for just as I prayed for. And my fingers turned shades of blue and purple that I'd never seen them before, but it was truly magnificent. And then we had our evening Masses as well, and midnight Mass on the high altar. It was just glorious. So we finish up the Christmas Mass celebration today with this Holy Mass. Do you know that the town of Bethlehem was, the name Bethlehem means house of bread? And into the stable, which represents the church, Jesus is placed in the manger, which was the feeding trough where the animals ate. And Jesus, the bread of life, comes to that spot, to that humble place, in order that humanity might receive him, body and blood, soul and divinity, into their very being. And that's why we have seven Masses worth of Catholics in Shelbyville, Indiana, coming to church tonight, yesterday night and today. Because just as the angels and the shepherds and the wise men, Joseph and Mary and all of the other people that were probably there, came to that house of bread to feed upon Jesus, the bread of life, and nothing would keep them away. And we, down through the generations, we continue that tradition at every Holy Mass. You know that Jesus rests on that altar, on this altar cloth and on that corporal, in the same way that he laid in the manger and swaddled in clothes. And just as he humbly came as a baby, arms outstretched and crying that humanity might receive him, in that humility, Jesus comes in the form of bread and wine at Holy Mass. And he lays upon that altar that we might adore him there, love him there, and receive him there. The joy of Christmas, like I was thinking about how presence makes all the difference. When you have somebody there that you love, and somebody that loves you, it makes all the difference in the world. And could you imagine what humanity dealt with before Jesus? The lack of the presence of God. They had only this distance kind of going on, and God in his goodness sent prophets and judges and all of these sorts of people, leaders, kings, queens, but nothing like Jesus. Because in Jesus, the very presence of Almighty God dwells among us. And that changes everything. And so we thank God for that today. We thank God that we've come to receive him at this place. And we come to adore him here. Just as our ancestors' ancestors went to Bethlehem. At every Mass we go to Bethlehem. The thing I'll leave you with is I had a bit of a religious experience a week ago when I was with the parishioners, with a parishioner family at their house with Seminarian Tyler. And we were sitting around the table, and after a couple hours, very holy, devout family, two beautiful daughters, very young, one's a baby. And Ismael, who's the, he said, what's the greatest gift that you ever got from somebody? Really made us think, you know. And we all went around, there were about 10 of us, and one person said it was a painting that somebody had spent a long time making. Somebody else said it was a piece of jewelry, not because of the price tag attached to the jewelry, but because of the significance of the person who gave it and what it represented. Another person said it was her quinceañera party because she didn't think she'd have one, and her parents behind her back had secretly been collecting money in order that she might have a quinceañera party. We kept going around, you know. Not a single person said my iPhone or my big TV or all that. It was all these things that have sentimental value. That's the gifts that count. What's the greatest gift you ever got from somebody? Think about it. But then we started turning the table a little bit and said, well, what's the greatest gift that you ever gave to somebody else? That was an even harder question. And thinking about that question, I think would probably help us to be more generous in the living of our lives, looking for ways that we might keep our treasures and our blessings on others from a day-to-day basis. We can live, if we're not very careful and left unchecked, we can live very selfish lives, myself included. But when we think about how can I make a gift to somebody today, not always money, of course. In fact, those presents aren't as, what kind of sentimental gift can I give to somebody to show them how much I love them? So those two questions I just would commend to you to think about. But I got two more questions for you and then I'll be done. Then we kept talking. And we said, well, what's the greatest gift that you ever got from Jesus? One person said it was a retreat experience that changed everything. You know, some people can, like, in the course of their life, they can point to one moment where everything changed, when they let Jesus into their life in a way that only God could have organized, that sort of a thing. But like one person said, it was her first communion because she never felt closer to God than at that very moment. I, of course, said my ordination to the priesthood. But you know, like, what is the greatest gift that you ever got from Jesus? And the last question, what's the greatest gift you ever gave him? The Savior of the universe. The wise men traveled over 1,000 miles across the desert. It was a very risky journey. It wasn't an easy one. They knew that they would likely die should they go to adore the king. But to the king, to adore him, they did. And they gave all of their treasures. Here's the window describing it. Look at them giving their gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What's the greatest gift that you ever gave to Jesus? It's a good question. So those four questions I leave to you. What's the greatest gift you ever got? The greatest gift you ever gave to somebody? That's the first half. What's the greatest gift Jesus ever gave you? What's the greatest gift you have ever given to him? And maybe it'll be hard to answer those questions. It was for us. But it was very fruitful, and I've spent a lot of time in my holy hours reflecting on those four questions since that week ago experience. God bless all of you, and a happy, merry, merry, merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.